Hello and welcome to another installment of Sports 360. This is John Holliday, the sports editor of Valley Forge, here with my good friend and partner,
Ryan Wilcox.
How's it going?
I am doing pretty good. I can't complain. There's been a lot on the docket and on the mind lately.
A lot of news.
That's been dominating
my
sleep.
Chilling in the ERC on a very frigid February.
Zero degrees.
Very cold.
I think I may have said this last week, but I crack up to anybody who talks about the weather because they're like, "Ugh, it's so cold." And I want to be like, we live in Northern Illinois.
Yeah.
You knew this, right? You were born here.
You signed up for this.
Yeah, you knew this was coming. If you didn't, go get a vacation home in Florida and have it.
Everyone can
wreck
afford
the
it.
Ecological system like the whole state of Florida is right now. Side note, which I'm sure you're about to learn in Bio 106.
Sure.
Holmes does not like Florida.
I didn't
as
think
it is
would.
Today.
But he does. He loves the state of Alabama.
He does, because that's where he's from.
Yeah.
Alabama. You got to say it like molasses is falling out of your mouth.
Spilling out of your mouth. What is that from?
The Office.
Oh, I knew that.
The murder mystery party.
Yeah.
And they're like, Georgia. You got to say it like molasses is falling
University
out of your
Auburn.
Mouth. University of Auburn. Chick-fil-A. But the reason why he doesn't like Florida is because, one, there's too many houses on there, on the island.
Save the wetlands, man.
Yeah, the wetlands are what stops the hurricane floods happening.
Exactly.
And if you keep putting houses
sponge.
In buildings. Yes! You must have already talked about this because I thought it was.
No, I knew this all the time.
Oh, you knew. Oh, okay. Well, sorry. We have an ecological expert on the environment here, John Holliday.
PhD in biology.
Ball and biology.
Anyway,
welcome to Sports 360. We're glad you're into another episode this week. Last week we talked about the All-Star busts.
Snubs, yes.
And snubs. Man. And now,
you know, great segue.
I know. There's a lot to talk about.
But a lot of injuries. We're almost
in the past week.
We're almost halfway through the season, and some people have been calling it the LeBron curse, Team LeBron curse, because he's had three or four. Kevin Love recently just injured his hand; he'll be out 7 or 8.
Yeah, but months. We know that was intentional from the team.
Yeah, he's just looking for a way out. #BlameLove. Who else got injured?
Accidental team.
John Wall.
Yeah.
Kyrie is requesting a trade to the Western Conference side. No, I'm just kidding.
I was like, wait, what? Shut your mouth.
Who else? Kevin Love, John Wall.
Was it Drummond? No,
he got in.
I'm trying to pull up the stat line.
I can't really remember.
It'll pull up here. I know it's coming.
Goran Dragic got in. After Kevin Love. He will be replacing him. And everyone is going off because Ben Simmons was supposed to get in. Andre Drummond and Ben Simmons were the two big East ones that everyone wanted in. And now that Andre Drummond is in, everyone wants Ben Simmons in. But, you know, he's kind of an underdog from the Heat, so.
Oh, I believe it. Let's see here. I'm about to pull it up here. Also, did you know that ESPN is in Bristol, Connecticut? That's where all their headquarters are at.
I think I knew that.
I'd known that from a while ago, but every time I see it, I'm like...
Yeah, it's like...
I
didn't know that.
Connecticut. Yeah. Of all places.
You'd think it'd be some big city like New York or something like that. But
New York.
Exactly. But while he is pulling that up, we are going to address, speaking of LeBron, some rumors going around that... A report had come out that LeBron James had given some thought, or he would think about it, or he would give him some thought to a free agency talk.
Oh my gosh.
Moving to the Warriors.
Yeah.
And
of
course,
my gosh.
When you throw a rumor out into social media, everyone's just going to hook onto it and make some big big deal out of it. But it's not going to happen. You know, they're going to have to give up so much in order to get him.
Right. But the fact that he gave it thought, holy crap.
Cleveland's already in shambles. You want to add to it as much as you are, you know?
I'm sure they would. I'm sure they would love to add to it.
Right, you know.
So everyone can reburn all of their jerseys again.
Right. And he was just he was just commenting about the Blake Griffin trade, which we'll get to later.
Here it is. Ah, no! Son, I hate this iPhone so much.
He was quoting on the Blake Griffin trade about, oh, if you get traded, it's part of the business, but if you leave on your own terms, you're a snake, and loyalty becomes a question. But, you know, he raised a good
point. January 26th, DeMarcus Cousins, ruptured Achilles tendon, out for the season.
Okay.
Next day, January 27th, Andre Robertson, ruptured patellar tendon, out for the season. January 27th, again, same day, Mike Conley, heel surgery, out for the season.
Oh, yeah,
for
I heard Memphis. About that, yeah.
John Wall, knee surgery, out for 2 months, 3 days later. January 30th, Kevin Love, broken hand, out for 6 to 8 weeks. Those are some big names that are gone. They're down, especially Mike Conley, because that's Memphis doesn't have a lot.
They don't have a lot to start with.
And so to lose your main bro.
Yeah.
It's tough. And then Andre Robertson's been playing good for the Thunder. Right? That's who he's with, right? The Thunder?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Man.
The injury bug is definitely a real thing this past week.
I was just about to say that.
So let's LeBron. The fact that he's given it thought is big deal.
Let's
because
preface
that
this.
Again, psychologically allows him to prepare for the future.
Yeah. Let's preface.
Really?
Let's preface this first. These are rumors.
These are rumors. But still, the fact that it's floating around,
they have to be addressed.
Is a big deal.
Right. I mean, LeBron is the king of Cleveland. Like, why would you even get
the boy from Akron?
I would have just said no comment. Leave him with nothing.
Yeah, seriously.
Don't give him something to run with. You know, they're going to make a story out of it. Don't be surprised. And I mean, I guarantee you, a week, a couple days, he's going to come out with some quote.
Yo, boys, you always take words out of my mouth.
I mean, Durant just commented on it. I mean, we can't air that on here, but
for as spirited as he is, he's got a mouth on him. That's for sure. I just can't believe it. I mean, you are the franchise. You have a state that adores you and worships the ground you walk on. Again, for the second time.
Right. To let them,
to win the championship for them.
For Cleveland.
And
this
then
is
to,
for you, you know.
The only hope that they've got, because we all know that the Indians are going to look weird this year without Chief Wahoo. Which that's a whole story in itself that I'm not ready to.
We'll get back to that later. But
LeBron, you are Cleveland.
Yeah, Ryan.
Why would you walk off?
Ryan and I were just talking to a couple guys down here in the mass comm department, and they were like, "What?" They were like disgusted. I mean,
one of them literally threw up all over his computer.
Yeah, it's,
it was really weird.
Yeah, it's still in here. Kind of.
It's a bad feeling around here.
And
I'm a Western Conference guy. I don't want to see LeBron in the Western.
LeBron's an East Coast guy. You know, he's gonna stay over there.
Cleveland. Not only that, but the Eastern Conference doesn't have a lot to be good with, so they need some competition over there to keep themselves straight.
Shannon has, or Skip has always said about, like, oh, this is gonna be another easy path for LeBron into the finals. But I don't really take whatever he says seriously in the first place. Anyway, you shouldn't even entertain that thought, is what I'm saying.
Right.
You know,
I understand the quest for rings, but LeBron doesn't need a ring. He's already got enough, and he's been to enough.
He's got three.
I mean, I'm not one to tell him what to do.
Right.
But to reject just Ohio Nation is in love with
you. You've been in the presser. You've been in the interviews. You've been in the spotlight so often. You should know how to respond to something like this. Come out publicly and say, hey, these aren't true.
I love my team. We're looking forward for the next contract.
Right.
You know?
I'm playing point guard for Isaiah Thomas now. Anyway, speaking of trades. Blah, blah, blah. This isn't a rumor. Blake Griffin was traded to the Detroit Pistons.
Now, there was an interesting thing that came up yesterday.
Former Sooner,
that's right. And we haven't had anybody this good Blake Griffin and now Trae Young. So the Sooners actually have a program again. It'll be curious to see how long Trae Young stays
next
there.
Steph Curry.
Could very well be. Just needs to put in his floaters, but anyways, we'll get there. Blake Griffin got traded to Detroit, but the way he found out about it quite shady. And this reminds me of when Troy Tulowitzki got traded to the Blue Jays from the Rockies. is that for as long as you've been with that organization, Blake Griffin has been with the Clippers for 10 years now.
I think ever since he's been drafted.
Well, yeah, like 10 years, something like that. Troy Tulowitzki was with the Rockies for 10 years, almost 10 years. They didn't tell him, and he found out through social media.
That's such a cheap way
found
to do
out
it.
Through social media.
You know,
the gentleman who's been the face of your franchise.
Right, being with that franchise that long, you know, you should feel like you've earned some degree of respect, you know.
Yeah.
But
no, but the team that
it's all
you
business.
Work for, that you get paid by,
it's all business.
Doesn't tell you.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. LeBron also brought up a good point, as much as I question some of his comments. When a team trades you, it's what's best for the franchise.
Right, yeah.
But when a player wants out, he's get called a snake and a villain.
Yeah. It's a double standard.
Blake Griffin probably would have liked to have been informed.
Right.
Instead of finding out from, Wojcicki from ESPN?
Twitter, yeah.
Yeah. That he's been traded.
You know,
that just is a tough feeling.
I'm in the same boat as you. I mean, LeBron does bring up a good point, as mm-hmm. much as I, you know, question some of the things he says.
Because I definitely did call Carmelo Anthony a snake in some of the choice words.
Yeah, I mean, a guy that's been with New York that long and then joins a big three in Oklahoma, you know, which probably in pursuit of a ring, I'm guessing.
But when I'm thinking about when he was in Denver and asked
out
to New York,
right?
I did not say some very nice things about
him. Why would you go to New York? You're in the West already, you know.
We all thought the same thing.
Yeah.
George Karl thought the same thing. Why would you want to leave?
But, you know, when you are traded, it's for the, you know, quote-unquote better of the franchise. And, you know, after losing Chris Paul and now, you know, DeAndre Jordan's all by himself, you know.
Yeah.
What are you going to do then? You can't win guys with just one center.
Yeah. Doc Rivers is about to go through a rebuild, question mark?
Yeah, he's like, can I go back to Boston, you know?
Yeah, he really messed up on that.
But yeah, that's the gist of the Blake Griffin trade and all these.
So what do you think Detroit now? Do you think Detroit now has the best front court?
Him and Andre Drummond, that's a lethal duo right there, you know. I mean, not doing so hot in the East as of now. I think they're one spot removed from eighth place, but I don't know. We'll have to see.
How much of a run do you think Blake Griffin helps them with the playoffs? They're going
from
now.
From this point on?
They're going now, right?
Yeah, I'd say so. And here's Nate Talon to give us a hot take. Nick
hey,
Talon, my bad.
What is your take, pal?
What are you guys talking about right here? Hello, guys. My name's Nick Talon.
We were just mentioning the LeBron trade.
Yeah, if that happened.
Rumor.
Yeah. If that happened. Oh, Blake Griffin came out of left field. Was not expecting that at all.
Yeah.
But I just have to say that if LeBron goes to the Warriors and the NBA does not intervene at all.
Like they did with the Chris Paul trade.
Yes, except for this, obviously they wouldn't be able to intervene with the LeBron James signing because it's all free agents, it's all contracts
right.
and money. They can't really do anything about that.
Boycott?
But they would have to dump Klay Thompson, Draymond Green.
That's
to
what
open
I was saying.
Max contract slot.
Yeah.
And if they're trading Klay Thompson for like a Nico Mirotic type player, if the NBA does not intervene there somehow, the NBA is broken, which it kind of already is in my opinion. I'm just waiting for the Bulls to get good again. That's where I'm at right now. Call me a fake fan if you want.
Lauri Markkanen?
Good player. I'm excited to see how far he goes. So that's where I'm sitting at right now. Thank you guys for listening. I'll give it back to Ryan over here.
Thanks, pal. Your input is always appreciated.
I was mentioning that, how much they would have to give up in order.
Nick, is my Jimmy John's on the way? No, I'm just remembering the last time you barged in.
Yeah.
Hey, so much Jimmy Jones.
Ouch.
Yeah, I'm not giving it to you.
Yeah.
We'll wait.
Yeah.
Bye.
What were we talking about?
The NBA is broken.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so Detroit makes a playoff run.
Oh.
Or is it too late?
You know what? That's a good segue into standings.
Yeah, let's take a look at the standings.
Let me pull those up real quick.
Because I always... Detroit's coach is...
Van Gundy. I didn't know they were brothers.
I keep forgetting. I keep confusing who the Philadelphia coach is and who the Detroit's coach is.
I don't know.
But it's not Van Gundy.
Yeah.
Van Gundy is Detroit. That's right.
Hey,
this is a good thing for Detroit. Welcome back to the Motor City, boys. The Red Wings are looking good for them, or at least better than they have been in years past. And
looking
now,
up, yeah. So Philly is at 24-24 in eighth place.
Oh my gosh,
Detroit!
Going, yeah,
Detroit is 23-26. So you know if they do,
they're going in. They're making.
They
it.
Really have to turn things around. Is all I'm saying. It's a get.
But they're only out three games. That's not bad at all.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Especially you get Mr. Kia on your team.
Yeah. Sheesh. But you know, I'll have to agree with you. I mean, I'd have to wait to see him play in a Motor City jersey,
okay,
just to see. But you know, because chemistry is a big deal.
He's also gonna have to drive what car he drives, too.
Right? And
he can't be driving a Kia into the Motor City.
I don't think Kendall Jenner's gonna be too happy about moving to Detroit. I mean, Giannis said, you know, pack a jacket, bro. You know,
but, that's right.
Sitting at number one is Boston, obviously 37-15.
Not surprised.
Toronto 34-15.
Also,
Van Fleet has been going off.
Van Fleet also hit another career high. He had 25 points,
I was
six
watching
rebounds.
That game.
He's
hashtag
and we, he just had a daughter.
We the North, yeah.
He's got some good juju as well.
Looking
way,
fresh in those OVO jerseys.
That's right.
Cleveland has been in a slump. Sitting at third place, 30-20. I think they're 6-16 in their last couple games. It's not looking good for them, especially with all the turmoil.
Do you think a coaching? Here's my question: is a coaching change about to happen midseason?
That's all that's happening in Cleveland right now is rumors. It's you know, Derrick Rose not wanting to play, LeBron saying about Ty Lue's job security, and then him possibly going. I mean,
yeah,
where is the stability in this franchise right now? I mean,
not in Derrick Rose.
Not looking good. First off, LeBron's former team, Miami, sitting at number four, 29-22.
Good for Miami to pick themselves up.
Hassan Whiteside, I mean.
Especially with their city jerseys. Oh, my God. The Vice
Miami,
jerseys.
We'll get to that after
hot.
The standings, but we got to discuss those. Washington, 20-22, sitting at fifth.
A little disappointing.
Yeah. Nothing.
A lot of disappointing, actually.
Indiana, though. I like Indiana.
Yeah.
29-23. Depot going to his first.
Oladipo.
Milwaukee 27-22.
Milwaukee.
Could be performing better, I think.
Yeah. Hopefully with the new coach, they'll be able to pull them up by their bootstraps.
Maybe,
and,
maybe LeBron will just retire and coach them, you know, because he already does that enough. Moving over to the west side. Golden State 40-11.
What?
Yeah. Houston 36-13. Behind,
you want to? We're having a lighting issue
unplug
here.
Those, yeah. Those
yeah, just unplug it. It's
kind of scary.
There
me.
We go.
Yeah.
A fun fact while John picks up his phone is that when you have lights on the same electrical circuit as sound equipment, you can receive interference.
Oh.
And if the lights aren't working, you're going to hear a couple of in the podcast.
I almost could have died, is what you're saying.
He wasn't going to die.
Houston sitting at second place, 36-13 behind Harden's 60-point performance, the highest scoring triple-double in NBA history.
Deserved it.
60, 11, and 10 is, I think, how he did.
Yeah.
One
wow.
thing, though, I mean, I'm probably going to get some hate for this.
Fear the beard.
But you played Orlando. You played Orlando.
Okay.
You played
Orlando. Okay.
You're playing the second worst team in the East.
Which should go and say.
No, the worst team in the league right now, 15-35. Granted, I watched the highlights. Orlando did sink a lot of threes. Okay. Gotta
okay.
give credit where credit's due.
Okay.
But. And, I mean, James doesn't want to play defense, but, you know, they won by, like, 7 points, which wasn't much.
Dang.
You know, if you narrowly escape by Orlando. I mean, I can sense a choke coming in the Western Conference.
Okay.
Playoffs, but.
Impressive, nonetheless.
Well, what do you, I mean, they play Orlando.
I know it's Orlando, but no one was saying that when Kobe was dropping 60, 50 points.
81 on Jalen Rose.
81, yeah. No one was saying that. Give credit. It's still an NBA team. They'd take on any D3 college team.
I'm just saying, yeah, you're going to perform well against a very bad team. Nonetheless. You know,
they should have been prepared.
Right.
They should have double coveraged.
Yeah.
But no, let's give him his night.
Yeah.
So that's on Orlando.
Right.
That's Orlando's fault.
You
they should have
given it to him.
Because the man don't play defense.
Yeah. San Antonio at third, 34-19. Minnesota at 4, 32 and 22.
Good for Minnesota.
OKC, 30 and 21 in fifth. Mm-hmm. Rip City at 29, 22 in sixth. Nollins in seventh with 27 and 23. And your Nuggets in eighth place, 26 and 25, right behind the Clippers.
We don't deserve it. I'll just be the first one to say we don't deserve it.
Come on. You got a big three. You got Jokic. You got Gary Harris and Jamal Murray, man.
We do, but we've lost three in a row. We lost by 2 points to San Antonio. We lost 2 points to the Clippers, and we lost 2 points to, oh, man, I think it was the Suns. All games we should have won, and in the game against San Antonio and the game against the Clippers, they gave the ball to Will Barton with seconds left in the game against, oh my gosh. You know, you spend 2.5 hours being invested in this game, watching it, which the Nuggets were down by 20 at one point against the Clippers. And I was like, wow, here we go again. Get my hopes up for nothing. They come back, start leading the game. Fourth quarter, they blow their defense within 5 minutes left and lets the Clippers get ahead.
They're just not a fourth quarter team.
I guess not, because the Nuggets came back, tied the game, and and then the Clippers drained it too. So then the Nuggets to win the game. 5 seconds left. They got the ball back after blocking them. Malone did not call a timeout. No one on the team called a timeout. When on the previous possessions, the Clippers did call a timeout. You have 5 seconds left. That's enough for an inbound pass and a good pick and roll or screen to take a three or at least tie the game. But no,
something.
No one called a timeout. Move the ball. Took 3 seconds to move the ball up. I know I'm loud here, but I'm just mad because you spent all this time watching, and then all of a sudden Will Barton takes a terrible, terrible three-point shot to miss the game when the big man was wide open down there. Could have gone for a quick pass for a dunk. But nope. Missed the three. And terrible, 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 terrible time management. And then the same thing happened with the Spurs last night. Nuggets were down by two late in the game. And they said that they took the three-point shot that they wanted, but that's baloney.
Yeah.
That's baloney.
Well, with a phrase that's pretty familiar to the Patriots and Tom Brady, it's not how you start, it's how you finish.
You can say that again. If
and again.
You're hearing me.
And again.
Mike Malone. Gosh.
So, yeah, those were your NBA standings.
But hey, we're in eighth. That's a playoff spot we didn't have last year, so whatever. I guess I don't know anything about basketball.
I mean, if you're unless you're playing the Warriors in the first round. But you might not pull a Portland like you did like they did last year. But
I hear that.
Now we're going to move on to a segment called Hot Takes. This is an installment we did last week.
Hot Takes. Hot Takes.
Courtesy of @YourNBAOpinions on Instagram. Speaking of Damian Lillard, do you think he will win MVP by the time he's 30?
How old is he now?
He's only 27, so he's got 3 years.
No.
No.
Nope.
I think he's a good player. He's a clutch player.
And he is, yeah.
But I think Dame time is just not going to.
Nope.
No. Yeah, pretty easy one.
Good guy, but
yeah,
I don't think he's going to.
I'm staying in the West Conference. KD is a top 10 scorer of all time, but not a top 20 player all time. So is he a better scorer than he is a player?
Man, that's a good one.
It's a little specific.
It is specific.
He's a great scorer. He's a great playmaker, but
I don't know if he's top 20 all time.
Every time we talk about this, I
don't
have to, like,
think so, man.
I have to like mentally make up
remember
a checklist
the
of
legends
each,
of the past.
Right, yeah.
No.
And how they compare to today's players, but
no.
I'd say no to both of those, yeah. I mean, he's got time. He's in his prime, I think, right now. And especially playing with the Warriors, he's going to do very well. So
I don't know if that helps him or hurts him.
Yeah, it could be.
Because in Oklahoma City, he was raining down.
I was just going to say that.
Points, along with they both had their nights, Westbrook and KD did. But now you're with the Warriors.
Yeah, you traded your
Draymond Green leads one day, yeah. Steph Curry leads one day, Klay Thompson leads one day, Steve Kerr leads one day. You know, you just never know. How
shooting threes off the bench.
That's right.
It's like
it hurt. I feel like it hurts him. He got his ring. way to go, but at what cost?
Yeah. I don't know. It's like he's not unfamiliar to big threes. I mean, you had yours with James Harden. It's weird to think that he was on OKC, but
James Harden won sixth man of the year in like 06 or 07.
Yeah.
Who would have thought that that guy was going to go down to Houston
and lead the franchise
and then just light it up?
Yeah. I mean,
that's what cracks me up every time I think about Harden. I was like, this dude was sixth man of the year.
Right.
Sixth.
And it kind of, I mean, people question Kevin Durant's choice making and judgment in the first place. But when you trade a big three with James Harden, yourself, and Russell Westbrook, and then Harden leaves, and it's just you and him, you acquire Steven Adams and all these other great
but
players.
But they had Serge Ibaka to fill his spot.
And then you leave that to join, you know, a 73-9 team, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it's
goes back to morality.
Let him do him, yeah.
Him be him.
Is Kyrie Irving the clutchest player ever?
Nope.
I can name a couple more. But
nope.
Yeah. Staying in the East, Joel Embiid will win MVP and Defensive Player of the Year in his career.
Defensive Player of the Year, yes. MVP, I don't know. I haven't seen enough.
Yeah.
That's more of like speculating.
I agree with that.
Which is interesting. Which is a nice thought, but I don't think with Blake Griffin there now, I don't know.
Right.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Ever.
Some big forces in the East now. Let's go back to Boston and talk about rookies.
Hello, Boston.
Ben Simmons is overrated, and Jason Tatum should win Rookie of the Year.
I don't know. We live in Chicago. Lauri Markkanen.
Right. Why aren't we talking about him?
That is true.
First
because
player to reach
for the team that you're playing for, it's hard not to play well in Boston right now. Am I right? It's hard not to play well.
I'd go the opposite. You could get outshined by guys like Jaylen Brown, Al Horford, and Kyrie Irving.
Yes.
But
for the team that you're with and the state that the Bulls are in now, Lauri Markkanen has performed better.
You really think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, no, I don't think he's going to win Rookie of the Year.
Ben Simmons is probably one of the greatest rookies in this decade, at least. I mean, he's playing out of his mind, you know?
Yeah. But also look at the hand that he's been dealt with, too.
Right.
It's made that easy.
Yeah. And he did get the 76ers curse. He got injured his first year.
Yep.
I'd say Tatum is compared to most rookies in the league. He's playing very well. I'd say at least number two.
Yeah.
I mean, I can only think of, like, I don't know, Justin Jackson, Josh Jackson, or...
Oh, right.
Frank Mason. I mean, those guys aren't playing.
Which, too bad the Suns aren't performing better to make him look better.
Donovan Mitchell is... I mean, he's right up there, too, so... speaking of being overrated, is Isaiah Thomas overrated?
Yes.
I'd agree with that. I liked him better.
Because Cleveland hasn't been able to straighten things out with him there.
Yeah.
And if he was going to be the leader that they thought they were going to get, or at least assistant playmaker from Boston,
right?
He should be looking better.
I appreciate the Boston IT much over the Cleveland one.
Yeah.
I didn't even know he played in Phoenix before Sacramento.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Because he was drafted by Sacramento, then Phoenix, and then...
Oh, yeah.
Didn't play there for very long, but yeah.
No one
wore a Suns jersey.
No one has in the past 5 years.
This one's a fairly easy one. John Wall is a better player and point guard than Kyrie Irving.
No.
Easy no.
No.
Yeah.
That's going to be a no for me, dog.
That's a no for me. Jimmy Butler is better than DeMar DeRozan. This one's the hardest one for sure.
Son of a gun.
DeMar DeRozan or Jimmy Butler?
That is a good. I also have to note my bias here that I'm just a fan of Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy G buckets, man.
And I want
G forgets.
I like Jimmy Butler. I don't see enough of Mark DeRozan to be like psh.
I'd say DeMar is more underrated this season. He's been going off up in the north, but if I had to take him, if I was like building my own all-star team, I'd take DeMar.
But if he was playing better than like Van Fleet,
that's true.
I would say, but Van Fleet has been owning his zone.
Represent
and Jimmy Buckets is back with his coach they're playing well. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Jimmy G's better.
Yeah, I'd have to see the rest.
Noting my bias.
Right. And in light of his 60-point performance in his high-scoring triple-double, will Harden finally win an MVP this season?
No.
No? Oh. Do you want to rethink that real quick?
Hang on. Tell me the standings.
What do you mean?
What's Houston's record again?
They're second in the West.
And that's without Chris Paul for some time.
And they've done amazingly better with Chris Paul.
Okay, I'm going to say yes. I actually that's like one of the few times I've actually changed my mind, as I forgot how well he's held that team together when their other two stars have been hurt.
And I'll speak for myself, but I think most people and myself, our perspective is a little clouded in light of his 60-point performance. It's the highest one ever.
Yeah.
And that's like amazing. Again, you got
to wish he would play defense better.
Take a grain, be an all-around guy. Take it with a grain of salt.
But he does play 80% of the time.
Yeah, and they were going to cut his minutes as well. Yeah, they were going to cut his minutes, but they decided not to, especially during that game against the Warriors early this season. Again, I take that with a grain of salt because they played Orlando, but it's not a huge deciding
factor. Time he puts in the court, we have to remember that too, because we had this discussion last year about hockey and the Connor McDavid versus James Harden.
Right.
And the amount of physicality that comes with being on the ice and being on the court is about similar. But, I just taking that into fact that Harden.
Because early on, it was LeBron and Steph. Those are the MVP.
I think Harden's going to get MVP this year.
I mean, LeBron, he hasn't been slacking. He just hasn't been performing as well as he has. He's still performing very well despite his age. I think Kevin Durant was also up for MVP bid, but I think now he's very solidified it and he's kind of locked it down for sure. But yeah, so that is NBA Hot Takes, courtesy of at your NBA Opinions on Instagram. Give them a follow, and tell them you were from Valley Forge sent you. So
heck yeah.
Moving over. As we're talking about hockey, to the land of NHL.
Here we go. Well, actually, this just came in, the NHL's three stars of the month.
All-star weekend, baby.
Yeah, Evgeny Malkin, 12 goals, first star. Patrice Bergeron, second star, 17 points. And when I say my Colorado Avalanche, Jonathan Bernier with a third star, 8-2-1 as a goalie in January.
Nice. Sporting the Avalanche socks.
He had.
I dig it.
Nugget socks.
Oh, actually. Nugget socks. Excuse me.
The Avalanche socks are for tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Because tomorrow's Friday and I don't care. But
casual Friday.
Let's talk about this really
fast. Let's talk about hockey.
Since this is close to my heart, the Avalanche won 10 games in a row. Okay. And then they lost 2 games in a row. All-Star Weekend happened. They went back.
Which is an important thing because I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, hockey is the only sport to do the All-Star weekend games in a tournament. I didn't know.
Yes.
That. Yeah.
They do it by conference or division. Metropolitan and Atlantic Division are Eastern Coast, okay. East Coast, so they play each other, and then the Pacific and Central Conference play each other in their West Coast. Or what, Western Conference.
That'd be an interesting thing to see.
The division that wins gets $1 million.
Yeah.
So.
I saw a lot of Golden Knights there out on the ice, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
And it was in Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
It was good. So here are the stories that are leaving the All-Star game, okay? This is that the NHL has a decision to make on Brad Marchand. For a very dirty hit that he put on someone. Ooh. Every time he was on the ice in Tampa Bay, they all booed him.
Yeah.
It was
rightfully so.
Pretty clear that he deserved to be booed. The 2 points that the first 2 points that the Central Division put in net, even though the Central Division lost against the Pacific Conference or Pacific Division, was Nate MacKinnon. Scored one, then had an assist on one, and before the game got blown out of the door, that's all that mattered then. So Nathan MacKinnon, again, in the All-Star game, is holding his own, shining star. Marc-Andre Fleury for the Vegas Golden Knights is just
red hot.
He is hot, man. And now I'm sure Pittsburgh is kicking themselves in the teeth because of letting him go. But it's only been good things for Las Vegas.
You still got Crosby. I mean,
right. But, man, he found his second breath of win, though. That's for sure. He got a second win. Tampa Bay, it was held there. So it was pretty cool for the Atlantic division that they started their first line with the three Tampa Bay players and the goalie, Vasilevskiy.
Yeah.
So I thought that was a pretty neat homage to the home team there.
They had some pretty cool jerseys, too.
They actually do a pretty good job
now
with
their
jerseys. Now
they're sponsored by Adidas.
Yeah. God, I'm just so glad they got rid of all the ugly piping. The only jersey that doesn't look good is the Blackhawks. Yeah. They put a white collar instead of a black collar, and it just doesn't look right.
Just not right.
Doesn't look right.
Oh, we totally skipped over the NBA jerseys.
That's right.
The statement ones.
Well,
Miami,
get to that.
Miami's the best one. That's all you need to know. Yeah.
Yeah, they is hot. So, yeah, but the so Pacific versus Central. Pacific won for the third year in a row. Seems like the Central, for as good as they are, cannot figure out how to win the All-Star game.
Yeah.
Then the Metropolitan versus the Atlantic Division, and Metropolitan lost. And then it was Pacific versus Atlantic, and the Atlantic Division won.
Oh, okay.
I just watched the game this morning. I recorded it.
Nice.
So they won. They got $1 million. Good for them. But it was a fun stat to look at this morning in goal differentials by division. The Central Division has 169 over. So they have a plus 169 goal differential from any other division.
Wow.
Second place is the Metropolitan with negative 29 goals.
Oh, man.
Third place is Atlantic with negative 46 goals. And then last place is the Pacific with, like, it's like negative 84.
Wow.
So it just goes to show that the Central Division is the division of hell.
Yeah.
Or however you want to call it. But any team that has to face the Central Division is not, it doesn't look pretty.
Right.
Because, again, the worst team in there is the Blackhawks, and they have a plus 5 or 500. They're still okay.
Yeah.
It just is a weird year in the
NHL. Negative 84.
Yeah.
It'll try to be that bad.
Yeah. It's like the first two teams have a positive record, and then the next six are negative. Yeah, they're not that great. So... yeah, so the storylines, you know, leaving were, you know, Brad Marchand's going to get suspended. Will Las Vegas hold on to the second half of the season and continue to play lights out like they have been leading the, you know, really leading the Western Conference in wins?
Yeah.
And then the, which has kind of been ringing all around the NHL today, is that Nathan MacKinnon, he's in running for the Hart Trophy, which is kind of the NHL's version of MVP. The Hart Trophy, and he got hit yesterday in a game where he was going to size up somebody, and the other person sized him right back, and he got knocked over kind of foolishly. Everybody on Twitter was like, dude, stupid, stupid. And they said it was going to be day-to-day, but it came out today that Nathan MacKinnon will be out 2 to 4 weeks. So he must have broken his collarbone is what most people are thinking. Something serious must have happened because he got –
clocked.
He got clocked hard.
Yeah.
And there's no secret since the Matt Duchene train that Nathan MacKinnon's been the heart of that team and mainly why they've been playing so well.
Right.
Bernier's been holding the ground since Varmolov got pulled out, and everyone else is starting to chip in now. Like yesterday, Nathan MacKinnon left the game, and then Gabe Landeskog came in and scored two goals.
Hmm.
They ended up losing in overtime to the Canucks, but. A win's a point's a point.
Dub's a dub.
Yeah. So,
speaking of fights, I'm not sure if you saw this. I don't really follow that closely, but there was a video tweeted out by Floyd Mayweather.
Oh.
The infamous boxer.
Yeah.
Going into the octagon and, like, you know, throwing a couple of swings around.
Mm-hmm.
And then Conor McGregor, his rival, tweeted at him. He's like, I'm not sure what he said, but he's like, you're doing good, my son, you know. He's kind of like talking down on him because he's in the octagon. He's a UFC fighter. So
yeah.
Speculations have it that Mayweather might go over, but, you know.
Second fight?
He wants him to fight him. He's like, you know.
He just wants more money.
McGregor went to boxing, so Mayweather should go to UFC. I mean, it's a different game, but
yeah.
Yeah, just thought I'd bring that up. But the NBA debuted a couple new, statement jerseys.
Yeah.
Charlotte had the Buzz City ones.
Oh yeah.
I think those are kind of cool.
I really like Toronto's We the North.
Yeah.
We the North.
Because that's more of like culture based with Drake up in Toronto.
Mm-hmm. And because they're North.
And it's cool. It's cool to see Fred VanVleet wearing that. You know.
Yep.
I
like the oak tree for Oakland.
Oh yeah.
That's just very, very, very cool.
Very retro.
Oklahoma City's, I like theirs as well.
Mm.
Kind of that flashy look.
New York had an all black and then like a orange circle with like the New York firefighter.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That was pretty cool because it's more like, you know, it's really speaking to the city.
It's culture. Yeah, it's cultural.
The
Nuggets, I dig the Nuggets one too.
Mm-hmm.
They did the whiteout jerseys last year, which were...
I think those were the coolest ones.
Yeah. Those were cool.
They should have thrown it back to the 80s, though, with the rainbow and Alex English, you know?
Anytime you do anything with the city, it needs to be that rainbow. But
right.
It's not, and that's fine.
Fine. It's fine. We're all fine.
But the way they made the pickaxe look like in that,
yeah.
I was like, nice taste.
Let's see. Detroit had some pretty boring ones. It's like this dark blue, gray, and just says Motor City on it.
Yeah.
It's kind of drab.
I wish they would have done like cylinders or something to
something
pay
to
homage.
Yeah.
Tough.
Dallas had some ugly ones. Ugh,
like this. Yeah, I remember not being impressed with Dallas's. Really... I did like the Magic. It's a more of an enlarged logo of what they already have, but the jerseys fade from black to blue.
Yeah,
which
some,
I thought was
some
cool.
Sparkles or something like that.
Yeah.
Dallas was like this weird blue black color, and it had like. I don't even know where they got that color scheme, but it was just ugly. It was like D-A-L.
Dal.
It was just like, ew, do better.
I remember I liked the Grizzlies.
I can't remember what it looks like.
It's not the bear head, but it's like their logo. No, it's the name. It's like...
You know what they should have done along with Denver is like, you can't go wrong with a throwback. You should have just like sported the Vancouver ones, you know?
Oh, yeah.
That bright green color. That's nice.
Right. That's right.
Atlanta had this kind of like striped on the sleeve.
Okay.
Not sure what you call that, but it had like this kind of checkered pattern. That was kind of cool. But
I still like their diamond ones from the past couple of years. Yeah. It made me think of holographic jerseys.
Washington had all white, and it's just a District of Columbia. Those were kind of cool.
That's different.
Yeah,
that's
different.
Cool.
But hands down, Miami Vice.
Gosh.
Those jerseys are just so
Those are hot.
Yeah. It's just got this nice, like, bright blue, bright pink color, and the lettering. Oh,
it's '80s, man.
It can't go wrong.
It's sexy
'80s. Retro wins. I mean, throwback. You can't go wrong. So,
they should have done a better throwback.
Yeah,
I've seen some. You sent me over some jersey ideas too that people have done, like renderings of you know possible jerseys. But I still think if we're gonna do a Nuggets one, do the Rainbow City.
It's the classic Alex English look, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, that kind of covers the jerseys. Mm-hmm. Let's end this episode how we started.
Oh, hang on.
Oh, go ahead.
We'll get there. The Rockies yesterday
unveiled
their new scoreboard or renderings of their new scoreboard. And I've been to Coors Field a handful of times because I love Colorado, and every time I go there, I try to catch an Avalanche, Nuggets, Rockies game. Broncos games not so much because they're like $1,000 and it hasn't been worth it the past couple of years.
But you get to see John Elway on the sideline.
That's true. The Rockies took this. Their new video board is like 690 times bigger than their old one. And the thing is that at Coors Field, past center field, is the light tower, which had the Rockies logo with the baseball as a clock, which I always loved. I thought that was so cool. And then below it was a kind of a video board that looks like your normal Vizio TV. It's kind of, you know, it's 14 by 6. It's not that too flashy, but you get what's going on when you're in the, you know, first baseline, third baseline. But they took that all off. They took down the mountain clock, and the video board is, you know, just huge. And so it fills up pretty much the mid portion of that light tower. And what they did is that they took the LED panels and made the top part into the scene of the Rocky Mountains.
Oh, that's cool.
So it fits the Rockies logo perfectly with the clock on it.
That's cool.
But it just, everyone looked at the renderings yesterday. Just Rocky's Twitter was, oh my God, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Some people were like, oh, this is what the Monfords do. They don't pay for playoffs. They pay for more party seats. And everyone was like, did you forget what happened 3 months ago?
Yeah.
The Rockies were in the wild card game.
Yeah. That'd be cool to see in person.
My favorite one is that they tweeted out a second rendering of it, and it was the Rockies mascot Dinger just looking. Oh. It was just a close-up of his eyes, and everyone is cracking up.
Yeah.
So that's the big news in the MLB so far, is that the Rockies unveiled their ginormous video board.
It wasn't La Stella, but we...
Oh my gosh.
We released someone to the Diamondbacks.
Oh, I saw that story come out. I'm
trying to think of his name, but...
Okay, this is where this could similar. Be touchy and a hot take. But 2 days ago, Adam Silver... No, not Adam Silver, sorry. Jeez. No one likes him. Rod Manfred, along with the Cleveland Indians organization, came out and announced that Chief Wahoo will not be on any of their logos, uniforms, merchandise, anything. Not this season, but next season.
2018 to 2019.
Yeah. Which actually, it's coming. It's coming.
Yeah, and I saw a comment about that. It was like, just more.
There's multiple takes that I understand each point of view.
Yeah.
I get it. I really do. And that's part of like, listening to people vent. Yeah. Okay. Before I give my take, I wanted to hear what you thought about it.
I saw a comment under it, cause I was just clicking on it, and some guy was like, yeah, just more American sports getting soft. And I kind of identified with that, because like, it's kind of frustrating, and not to get too political here, but just to see like, you know, sports in general getting too PC and you know, being touchy and sensitive in that way. And you know, I can't speak from experience. I'm not a Native American, but you know, it's been that logo for so long, and you know, I've always kind of gone by this saying, if it's not okay in this situation, you know, all of it's okay or none of it is.
Right.
So if you're taking the Chief Wahoo logo down, then you're gonna have to take the Washington Redskins and even the Blackhawks, if that's too offensive, you know.
Right.
It's really about like where you're drawing the line, I guess. If the Chief Wahoo sign or logo is offensive, then, you know, if anything, they should start with the Cleveland Browns
and it's a
logo.
And it's a cartoon, smiling, you know, Native American. I always feel like people are going to be like, oh, well, you know, you're privileged, you're white, you don't get it, you're not in our struggle.
Yeah.
But... I understand. I'm an American. I believe, you know, in equality and justice for all. Right. For all. The Redskins logo, I understand. I understand that it is a bad idea. They should have thought about it better when they named that team a long time ago. That's clearly, that name is a slur.
It's derogatory.
I get it. Yeah. I get it. I understand. Chief Wahoo is, one, it's a cartoon logo of a smiling Native American, which looks freaking baller. Okay, yeah. I've always liked that logo of the Cleveland Indians. Two, I was reading up on the history of it, and the Cleveland Indians used to be named the Cleveland Spiders baseball team.
Spiders?
But they had a Native American. The first Native American to play MLB baseball was... Mr. Sox Alexis, okay? And Louis Sox Alexis. And he meant so much to that team and so much to that franchise and really the organization, that when he passed away, the organization you know, the Cleveland Spider said, we're changing our name. We're honoring Mr. Yeah. Sox Alexis.
In memory of him.
In memory of him. So they changed it to the Cleveland Indians and changed the logo, you know, from a spider to Chief, you know, Chief Wahoo. I thought that was a that was so cool to honor, you know, that's like, let's see, if the Pittsburgh Penguins changed, you know, the Penguins logo to, you know, the first, you know, black American to play hockey for them and chose something that, you know, would respect because they did a whole ceremony for him this past weekend.
Yeah.
But it's like it was supposed to be a synonymous agreement of respect and, one, notoriety to Mr. Sox Alexis, but then also, like, I'm not... How are we going to deny that Native Americans were here before us and we should?
Right.
I just think if, sorry, and this may be naive and I don't, in the best way possible, I would want my culture to be recognized and in the mainframe of society.
Yeah.
So if we're going to rip off Chief Wahoo and rip off the name Indians, who's going to? I mean, you guys can do a better job in society in general of promoting your own, you know, history and culture. But this is a part of, like, you know, this is a team that's been around for hundreds of years.
Yeah, it's been like that since, like, the 30s and 40s.
So I just want...
It's like saying, it's like renaming the Dodgers, like, one of the most infamous, and not infamous, but one of the most well-known, you know...
I just want them to have the credit for their team, you know? Right. I want you to be... The Native Americans were there, that tribe was there... They did some cool stuff for us. We should keep them in memory forever.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But now it's...
It's like renaming the Dodgers to the L.A.
They're
going
to have to change their name because what else, like...
Can you imagine that?
What else is next? We're going to have to get rid of the New York Yankees because that's a slur against, you know, white Northern Americans,
right.
You know, or people who just lived above the, you know, the Winn-Dixie line.
Right, but can you imagine that, though? Like, the L.A. Robinsons after Jackie Robinson or something like that, you know?
And that becomes too offensive.
Yeah, I mean, like
it's
I said...
It's supposed to be a good
like I said before,
salute
where
to the past.
Where do we draw the line, is what I'm saying.
So, okay, so the franchise we'd have to get rid of, the New York Yankees would have to change, the Chicago Blackhawks, which if you read the story of what the Blackhawk tribe did in Chief Blackhawks, it's an amazing story.
Yeah, if people like actually
no
the time.
Wonder they call them fighters because they, against all odds, held their ground for a long time against the, you know, oppressive, you know, let's call it is oppressive white Americans that came through and tried to push them out of their way.
Yeah,
I respect Chief Blackhawk for that, and I understand why they named it the Blackhawks.
Or you, I mean, change the Patriots sign because that's too politically.
You got to change the Patriots.
Too politically
you
charged.
You have to change the Atlanta Braves, even though they don't feature a Native American.
They changed that before,
face on it.
Yeah.
It's just a hammer. It's
right.
A tomahawk, and they say that their chants during their games are offensive.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's offensive.
FSU.
What else? Yeah, we're gonna have to get rid of that. There's just. In the name of being politically correct, I feel like sometimes
in the
we
name
can
of,
lose our way.
In the name of social justice, you know, it becomes too much of a personal problem, you know.
And I just think, and yes, Native Americans need more rights. Native Americans need more correct. The word isn't resuscitation, but concessions for what had happened before. Okay, you know,
affirmation,
there's,
that sort of thing.
Yeah, affirmations and concessions. Like, we shouldn't still be trying to take,
yeah.
you know, the Dakotas belong to them, and there's been some land grab issues there
right.
under the Bush administration and Obama administration. There's been some incorrect land grabs that have happened. But we get into this huge political issue of, like, well, then what's the right way to honor our past?
Yeah. Don't bring
just,
it up at all.
And I was talking to you about this before, but, like, this is a touchy subject, but if World War II did not end the way it did, our boys, the Allies, did nothing short but save the world.
Right.
And I was talking to someone today, and then I talked to you about a little bit of the issue of the atom bomb, and people raise up all these human rights issues.
Yeah.
America did all they could to evacuate and to let those two cities know that, hey, we're coming.
Right.
But no one likes to remember the, what was it? The rape of Nanking, of when Japan's first time they went and tried to conquer a land, and that is absolutely horrific. No one likes to talk about that.
It's inconvenient.
It's like, oh, well, look at what America did. And it's like, yeah. Well, do you realize the evil that we stopped?
Yeah, it's called inconvenient truths for a reason.
When you have an ideology that pushes for something like that, something's going to have to give.
Right.
And I don't think we'd all would like to live under what the Japanese imperialism, the emperor, would had it in store for the world at that time.
Right.
That kind of nationalism that blinds people, that sometimes we're unfortunately seeing today in our own country. We're seeing it in Japan. We're seeing it in Europe. We're seeing it slowly come back, which is kind of frightening. But back to the main issue, where do we stop?
Yeah.
Should we just...
I think...
Do we just name it like the Cleveland Burning River because the river caught on fire back in the 40s?
I think...
What do we do?
It's
how do you respect your heritage
in a way
that we can root as a point of pride?
Right. Be collective, you know?
I don't know.
I would try and see it the position of the franchise owner. Like, if you're a top corporate person in Cleveland and you, like, say you own stock or parts of shares in Cleveland, you know, it becomes a business decision, because if you have too many people in Cleveland that are unhappy and become too politicized and polarized with this, you know, you start to lose business and it starts to look bad in your city, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you almost feel like you're directly responsible for it because you're the face of the franchise, you know?
Sure.
But like you said,
is it about money? Because then
there comes a point
where you have an issue where the Dakota Native Americans have a huge problem with Oklahoma Native Americans, because Oklahoma Native Americans have totally tapped into that oil business.
Yeah.
While you have the Keystone XL pipeline, regardless of what you feel about it, Oklahoma Native Americans would go, bring it in. And the Dakota Native Americans are like, not so fast.
Yeah.
And we've seen the issues that have arise from that, which they totally have the right to because it's their land. But we have two groups of people saying two different things.
I think it's just a matter of
priority.
And you
have one group of Native Americans saying that this is wrong,
yeah,
and we shouldn't do this. And you have, if we're going to take into one account, then we need to take all of them into account.
Right. And
I don't know. There's not a right way to go about this.
And the situation we see today is, you know, I guess.
Then they should have intervened back in 1911 or whenever they changed the name and been
right.
Like, actually, you know what?
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Why are you only taking it up now?
But they were okay with it.
Yeah.
And now, I don't know.
Like I mentioned, I mean,
this is so tough.
It's really just a matter of priority, because the Cleveland front office thinks it's more important to, I don't want to say this in a negative way, but like bow out and, you know, cave in and say, okay, we'll change it, because there's been so much political disruption. But, you know, it's really just how you stand and where your priorities lie.
And it's different than in the Washington Redskins case, because it is clearly, like, that's clear. We all see that the owner's a
If you take that, like, literal term out of context, it could be used as a derogatory slur.
Yeah, and we see how the owner's reacted about it, and he's not been the best face for the franchise about that stuff. But this is, what else should they have originally called them the Cleveland Native Americans?
I think a good solution is you put the responsibility on the people who have problems with it. Okay, if you have a problem with it, you give me a solution, you know.
Right, instead of just saying that it's bad.
Right.
Or
we don't like it
now.
Yeah. 10 years we'll be okay with it, you know.
We are in an interesting, whether you've agreed with, if you have a different perspective, you like John's perspective, you don't like my perspective, it doesn't matter. We're in an interesting crossroads of society where we're going to have to come to a decision here. I feel like within the next 5 years, of what extent of political correctness do we go to?
That's what I fear, because you could just go on forever with it, really. I mean,
there really
isn't any stopping.
Why should we... The Tampa Bay Lightning shouldn't be called that, because that's kind of an offensive
term
for nature.
That'll be offensive to people who got struck by lightning.
We shouldn't call the Denver Nuggets that, because that's an offensive term for the way gold is represented.
Yeah,
I don't know. And I understand it. It's a group of people. I obviously have a very different opinion about this.
Yeah.
I just... And here's my point, is that I did ask one of my friends who has Native American blood her opinion on it. I haven't heard anything back.
Hmm. Interesting.
So that also is like, come on.
Yeah.
Help me out here. Give me a different perspective.
Yeah.
But...
And those are the type of people to ask, for real.
Because this person has raised points on both sides, for and against Chief Wahoo.
Yeah.
So I was like, hey, please, you know, and I'm not just...
Enlighten me.
I'm not just splurting this out here because I'm angry or upset. I just... In the name of political correctness... Again, this should be in a politics podcast because politics and sports sometimes cross into each other.
They don't mix.
We see it very evident now than ever. It's tough.
Yeah.
But again, all of this will wash over soon, I'm sure, and people will forget why they got angry on Facebook and Twitter and hypothetically raise their arms when, like I put in my post the other day about Martin Luther King Jr., is that we all are striving for equality, but none of us really try to live it. So I'm trying to understand the other side's perspective. And
It's going to be open-minded.
Trying.
Yeah.
And I don't ever want to come across as a point of mansplaining or being inconsiderate, because that's never, ever, ever, ever what I want to come across as. But sometimes... This is an important debate of like what is right and what is wrong, not just politically, but for a human being, what is it?
Yeah.
What can we do? I don't know. There's lots of stuff to digest from World War II in this in the past.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's tough. But But it's life. This is what we're going through right now, is that the Cleveland Indians are removing Chief Wahoo here pretty soon from all of their stadium identification, jerseys, sports memorabilia. Everything is being washed off.
Yeah.
So get your stuff now before it's gone.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing, because like, if fans come in with old jerseys with that logo into the stadium...
Are they racist?
Yeah, what then? Are they not allowed in? You know?
Are they inconsiderate Americans who, again, are affiliated with a certain political party or idea?
Right.
And that's not true.
It's all how you construe it, I guess.
Yeah. I would hate to have a tattoo of that on my body right now. Right. That logo's about to be gone.
Yeah.
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 That's right.
Yeah.
But moving on to what Americans love most and are most noted for in the whole wide world is the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl 52 Sunday.
Super Bowl 52.
Underdogs and the Dynasty.
That's right. Did you see Fletcher Cox wear that?
The wrestling mask
for the Eagles.
Yeah,
that was cracking me up. So, Bill Belichick versus a up and coming coach.
Doug Peterson. Tom Brady
versus
Nick Foles,
an established defense versus a defense who's been trying to figure themselves out.
I heard something off of NBC that the...
We just got confirmed today that Gronk will be playing.
Yeah, he is cleared
to
play.
That was a question mark, but he's actually playing.
That's a big one. But there was a report saying that Doug Peterson wasn't pleased with how they were practicing today, and then he was happy about that because he was like, oh, this is something to improve on. It's like, no, not a good thing. You want to be at your... You want to peak now. You want to peak 2 weeks ago, man.
You want to be good now.
Right, you know? Like, I don't understand that, but... All I'm saying is... I think Tom Brady's getting the sixth ring.
Listen, the addition of
James Harrison...
I know.
You know.
That is money.
Right.
They were smart about that.
Yeah.
Someone was asking me, well, who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl? And I said, buddy, I've got all my money on the Patriots, but in my heart, I'm rooting for the Eagles. Yeah.
Realistically and then, you know, emotionally.
So I think we may have talked about this last week, but, you know, time goes on and we have time to think about it more. But from last week to this week, anything change?
Prediction-wise?
Yeah.
Not really.
You're having TB12 getting a 6-3?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm thinking like 24-16, somewhere around there.
24-16. So, oh, interesting.
Kind of that.
Is it going to be a falter on the defense or an improvement on the offense? For defense on the Eagles or actually either side? What do you think?
It's kind of hard
be?
To judge the Eagles now because we haven't seen them in this situation for a long time, mm-hmm. especially with Nick Foles and
right.
You know, LeGarrette Blount playing against his former team and
That's,
Kyle Long.
That's interesting.
They have a solid, you know, defensive line, offensive line. I think a lot of people have the Patriots, you know, for a lot of good reasons, but I think some things that they overlook is that Nick Foles isn't very experienced. I think this is his first or second playoff start.
Yeah.
This season, his first Super Bowl ever. So he's going to have a lot of, you know, he's definitely the underdog in this fight, you know, and you have one of the most veteran quarterbacks of all time in Tom Brady. You know, the addition of James Harrison. I mean, Danny Amendola came up way clutch against the Jags. And I don't know. They're wearing the white jerseys. You know, the white jersey rumor. What's that called?
Ooh,
superstition.
Yeah.
Every team to wear a white jersey has won in the past 11 times or something like that.
That's what happened with the Broncos. When the Broncos went to Super Bowl 38, I believe. Not 38. Sorry, 48. They had the orange jerseys and, you know, got shellacked by Seattle.
Yeah. I was watching.
So then the next one, John Elway was like, he picked the away jerseys on purpose because that's the last one that John Elway won with.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Von Miller was the show.
Yeah.
Oh, also, do you see the way the AFC or, you know, the Pro Bowl ended? It should have been a clear segue. Von Miller strip sacked to end the game.
Oh, yeah.
He took out the Rams quarterback.
Jared Goff.
And just took the football and ended the game.
I was bored when I watched that game.
Yeah.
I was like, they can't even make tackles. They literally hold you, and then the ref blows the whistle.
Yeah.
So stupid. But, yeah.
I think nothing really has changed on my part. My heart's with the Eagles, but my money's on the Patriots. And I'm going to say that the Eagles are going to be winning heading into the fourth quarter. They're going to be winning. I'm going to say,
and then
are you ready for this? 35-24.
Ooh.
And the Patriots are going to score two touchdowns. Eagles defense is going to falter, and either Gronk or someone else. Who's their running back? I keep forgetting. The Patriots. It's not
Deion Lewis.
Yes.
Butler.
Yeah, I'm going to say
today. Wait, was it today?
They're going to win 30. It's 24.
No.
Thirty-eight.
35.
They're
going to
win.
I can see it.
Sorry.
I totally forgot he was traded.
Oh, yeah.
Dolphins to Eagles, man.
Yeah.
That was like.
Sorry.
How many weeks? That was like 12 weeks
ago. If he can still produce.
Early in the season.
If he can produce late into the game and not get tired, that'll be a big deal.
J-Train,
whether the Eagles
baby.
Will win or not.
Yeah. Last question to end the podcast.
Okay.
If the Patriots win. If.
Okay.
If not when. When do the Patriots win?
Ooh.
If they do win, does Bill Belichick and or Tom Brady retire?
You know, I thought about that earlier.
You're going to want to end on a high note.
I know, but they still looked so freaking good. They still looked
so good.
Tom
Brady was quoted, he's like, as long as I can play at a high level, I will continue to play.
And I think he can. He's come on. He won the AFC Championship with a stitched-up thumb.
Right. I mean,
if that's it, he's going to be playing football until he's 55.
If that's not a clear indication, I mean, he's going to be the oldest quarterback to start in the Super Bowl. He might be the oldest to win. And he's got a couple records to catch, too.
Right.
You know.
Tom Brady's, you heard it here first, or second, because I heard it on ESPN first. But Tom Brady's going to be the greatest quarterback of all time when we're all said and done.
I've been trying to rank them all. In my head, like
Tom Brady,
top five.
John Elway, Peyton Manning, Johnny Unitas, hot take, Steve McNair. No, I'm just kidding. Rest in peace, though.
Steve Young.
Oh, yeah.
49ers quarterback.
Joe Montana.
Four-time Brett Favre. I mean,
He's up there.
Peyton, obviously.
Yep.
The Sheriff.
Jake Plummer. No, I'm just kidding. No.
Brandon Whedon from Cleveland.
Oh, also, I don't know why I haven't talked about this. Alex Smith to the Redskins. Hello. Or sorry, what should we call him now? Just Washington. The team in Washington.
Wait, where is Kirk Cousins going to go?
Denver. That's all I've been seeing. From two different people, okay? Von Miller says, without dissing his quarterback, he says, we've already got great quarterbacks, which is almost a pull on Trump there. Yeah. But he says, Kirk Cousins would put us over the edge. And then C.J. Anderson was on Good Morning Football. There we go. And he said, John Elway needs to get some of that car money to get Kirk Cousins over, because John Elway dealerships are all over in Denver. So. Yeah.
He has dealerships?
Yeah.
Huh?
John Elway, used to be John Elway, you could get a lot of stuff. But he says, he needs to get some of that car money over here.
Yeah.
And then John Elway's on a PGA Tour yesterday, and he, before he walked on to play his first game, he put on a Von Miller jersey.
Oh, wow.
Which I was like.
I heard Von Miller say, it was like, if all else fails, I'll be the quarterback or something like that.
I did see that.
Yeah.
Which I wouldn't mind.
I saw a big list of.
At least he would know when a strip sack is coming. Right.
Yeah, you got the tight end in mind, and I saw a big list of places Kirk Cousins go. I mean, a lot of like unlikely
so
places.
So Denver's the number one spot that he should go to. Because
I saw Miami.
Miami's looking for him.
Denver.
The Baltimore. Jets.
Baltimore.
Sorry. The Bills. The Browns.
He said he wanted to go there. I heard that. You get a huge pay, but
I think that's part of his God complex, probably. So, but here's the interesting thing: is that if Kirk Cousins walks into Denver, is he walking into a better? I already know the answer, mind you, but would Kirk Cousins be walking into a better situation than Peyton Manning walked into when he went to Denver in 2012? Peyton Manning to Denver, better situations. 2012 or 2017?
No, Peyton,
with what he has
Peyton
to walk
had
into.
The better situation.
You think so?
Yeah, because he got screwed over by Indiana.
Yes, but the team that you walked into.
Oh, the team.
Is the Denver team a better team 2012 or 2017 that he's going to walk into?
Yes.
Kirk's in a better spot?
I don't know that much about Denver, but I'm just going to go, yeah.
Because this gentleman was like, oh, Kirk Cousins, you know, he's full of. You know, Peyton Manning, you know, got the best deal ever, and then everyone was like, hey, moron. Do you know what that team consisted of?
Right.
A tight end, Joel Dresden, Noshawn Moreno, who would get hurt 90 times.
you had TJ Ward, didn't you?
No, we acquired him later, because Wesley Woodyard was our middle linebacker for that Super Bowl. But it was just clear that this Denver team is better suited up to run the AFC with a better quarterback than 2012 was. Mm. Peyton Manning made that team
right
in 2013.
Yeah, there's no way. I've also heard a couple trade rumors about, it wasn't Aqib Talib, but it was...
Aqib Talib was being shopped around, yeah.
Yeah, Dez Bryant, too.
Oh, yeah.
Jerry Jones. What's that guy doing?
I don't know.
Anyway.
That's a mess.
Yeah.
To be clear, when we were talking about the Cleveland Indians, what I was referring to is not the Winn-Dixie line, but the where the Confederates were in the Union. I was like, Winn-Dixie, that's a dog movie. My bad. No. But yeah.
Air Bud?
If you have any comments or thoughts, I'm sure you can put them down in the comments below. But besides that, we hope you have a wonderful week.
Thanks for tuning in.
Enjoy the Super Bowl. Have fun with the NBA, and...
Go Pats.
Go Pats. I'm making some money this week, and that's for sure.
Yeah.
But also, if you struggle with gambling, there's a
link in the description.
There's a link. All right. Take care, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.